We'd like to convene the Bids and Purchases Committee Monday, April 2nd, 2018, the allotted time of 8:30 a.m. We'd like to welcome everyone. Hope everyone had a happy Easter. It was a beautiful day. Enjoyed time with your family. The first item up for business is the approval of the minutes from the February 5th, 2018 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of our February 5th, 2018. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Second item up for discussion is public comments. Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to say anything? Y'all are a quiet bunch. Anyway, we'll move on to item number three.
I'm sorry, sir. No, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead. You didn't interrupt.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Before we get to the items, if it's okay, I'd like to introduce to you Emmeline Basco. She's a junior at Wando High School and interested in government, and I'm so interested. This is spring break, and she's here spending Monday of spring break with us, and so that is deserving of, I think, a round of applause on spring break.
It does.
But it seemed appropriate to introduce her.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. DeMora, and welcome. We're glad to have you here, and we know that you will get a lot out of this by being around the folks that you're here with today.
Yeah, we'll see what you think after these committee meetings. If she doesn't show up at council meeting, then we know. Or tomorrow's meetings, we know.
We know she's already started running, right? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll move to item number three, which is the award of the contract for the construction of the clay court at Whipple Road Tennis Complex, and turn it over to staff, Mr. DeMora.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Rick is going to handle this item for us. Rick.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, this is an item that we previously brought to you, and we made a recommendation that we reject the bids. Since that time, we've gone back and we've entered into further negotiations with the firm, and we obtained additional budget. Staff negotiated the amount down to $212,000. That's a $56,000 and $162 reduction. If you look at the diagram, it'll show the one clay court that we're building on the where we have the existing three, and we're coming in, putting in the clay courts, the fencing, and the sidewalks. And you'll see the sidewalk section. It's the running parallel to the courts, and then it connects over to the shop to the right of the diagram. And you'll see the sidewalk. It runs from the clay court office over to the courts. This is a project that we felt was not going to be advantageous to go back out. It's a specialty type construction to construct clay courts, and therefore staff makes a recommendation to award to IPW Contracting Group in the amount of $212,000, and this will include all the work for the project.
Thank you, Mr. Giles. Committee?
Yeah. Let me ask you something. In order to stripe it for pickleball as well, will that cost more?
Yes.
How much more?
I'm not sure.
Who knows? Jody, any idea? There, Steve. I was looking for you. You were hiding behind Christiane. I mean, we all know that pickleball is coming. It's really big. And my committee coming up, they're going to be here. They're going to want to talk about pickleball as well. So we might as well start thinking ahead when we're building these things to try and, if we could help other recreation programs while we're doing this, we probably ought to. That's just my opinion.
Go ahead. These courts wouldn't be striped for pickleball. These are clay courts as opposed to hard courts, so it wouldn't be a good surface for pickleball. All of our other, any other courts that we're doing, any designs that we're doing on anything like that, we are considering that for pickleball. But these soft clay courts, it's not a lineable surface. It's the aggregate material.
There's another name for that. What is the other name? Not clay, but what is the other name that they use for those courts? Those are the ones you rake?
Yes, yes. Those are the soft clay courts that we have over there, and this is an additional clay court for that area, okay. As opposed to the hard courts, which we actually have lined some of our hard courts out at Park West, and we may be able to do that in future courts as well.
Good. Okay.
But just not this one here just wouldn't be conducive to it.
Well, you're right. If it's that material, when you say clay, I'm thinking about the hard clay courts. I'm not, because when I grew up at Snee Farm, they were the first ones to have those courts. They were called something else, and not clay, but I can't remember what the name of it was. So okay. Anyway.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hang on, Steve. I got one question for you. The courts to the right of the clay courts that are going to be installed, those hard surface?
Yes, they are.
And is there any intent to stripe those for pickleball?
There is not at this time. We would love to actually build courts, pickleball courts, at the Whipple facility in the future if we can. Those courts are used extensively by our tennis players, and we're trying to find the locations for them to play in other locations, such as Marion Brown, Park West, the Jones Center. But certainly anything can be done if you know, it's the will of council.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, we also have, in the Recreation Committee, we're going to be talking about another tennis court down in the Old Village,
mm-hmm. Right.
Which can be used as pickleball as well. And with Carolina Park, that's why I asked during our Budget Committee meeting, about Carolina Park Phase 3 being completed, is because it'll free up that property over there on Muggsy Kerr or Whipple Road facility to be able to add more tennis and pickleball courts. So we're moving in that direction, but I just wanted to make sure that this one could be striped, but apparently it can't. So.
And I believe we'll have some discussion about that tomorrow at our meeting.
Yes, right. Tomorrow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
I make a motion that we award the contract with IPW Contracting Group, LLC, in the amount of $212,000 to construct all work in the base bid for the Whipple Road Tennis Center Clay Court Addition.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. The question is on the motion and a second to approve staff's recommendations to contract with IPW Contracting Group, LLC, in the amount of $212,000 to construct all work in the base bid for the Whipple Road Tennis Center Clay Court Addition. Wow, that one was tough for me to get out. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
The fourth item is the award of contract for the design of the Public Services Operations Center. Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles, Mr. Kornoff.
Excuse me. Yes, sir. We received five responses to our RFQ, and we went through the evaluation process. Selection committee selected three firms, and of the three firms, one of the firms, ADW Architects, withdrew their response after we had scheduled the short list presentations. The two firms did come in, present Davis and Floyd and Stubbs Mojo Heron Architect, and after the presentations, the selection committee recommended that we negotiate with Davis and Floyd, and if negotiations are successful, that we end up contracting with them. If they're not successful, then we enter into negotiations with Stubbs Mojo Heron Architects.
Thank you, Mr. Griles.
And before you look at that, we have a picture. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have one for that. That's the next slide. Sorry.
That's okay. I was going to ask you about that. This is just basically for the design part of the process, correct?
Correct.
Do we have a scope for this particular project, and if so?
But we have a scope of services, design elements that they would want for the master plan. And as you know, there's the several sites, the Lieben Road and then Sweetgrass Facility. And there's a bunch of different elements associated with that project. And I could go through all of those, but as you know, the facilities are used extensively for a lot of different activities, public services activities.
Right. Instead of doing that, can you forward us something that provides that information?
Sure. I sure can.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you can forward it to him because he's probably the only one, I mean, not speaking for Kathy, that'll understand all that. That's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different elements for sure.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve staff's request for permission to enter into negotiations with David and Floyd to provide professional services for the operations facilities master plan. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further request permission to contract with this firm. In the event of the negotiations are unsuccessful, staff requests permission to negotiate with the next responsive qualified firm, Stubbs, Muldrow, Heron, Architects.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. Question is on the motion and second to approve staff's recommendations to negotiate with Davis and Floyd to provide professional services for the operations facility master plan. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further request permission to contract with this firm. In the event the negotiations are unsuccessful, staff requests permission to negotiate with the next responsive qualified firm, which is Stubbs, Muldrow, Heron, Architects. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Fifth item on the agenda is the award of contract for the design of All-American Boulevard.
All right.
Staff?
Now we have the pick. If you look at the picture, you see the right-hand side, the yellow section on the right-hand side. That's a section that's been constructed and or designed at this point. And that's from George. Yeah, thank you, George Brower, to the Park West Boulevard connection. In the middle there is the Life Park Church, and I believe their piece right behind the church there, it's already constructed. So eventually the All-American Boulevard will extend on over. Staff is negotiated with one of our own call firms for the design work. And we negotiated down to an amount of $111,920. Staff recommends that we enter into a contract with Mead and Hunt to perform this design work.
I make a motion that we proceed with the approval of the recommendation to contract with Mead and Hunt in the amount of $111,920 to perform design work for the extension project of All-American Boulevard.
I'll second it. I got a quick question. curb cuts. Where do we anticipate curb cuts on that that road, or are we not going to have any curb cuts? I mean, I think that's going to be very important for the land up there. That's going to be developed, whether curb cuts are going to be there or not. And that's going to be our road, correct?
Yes, it will be.
So we'll decide whether curb cuts can be there, how many curb cuts can be there, and things like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Brent's right there.
Oh, okay. You want me to? Well, I can go ahead. And,
I think you
and,
got it.
Well, I mean, a property owner is entitled to a curb cut as long as it's a proper separation from other curb cuts when you're building a new road. So, I mean, the road will be built as properties develop out there or sold off in pieces or whatever. A curb cut, you know, may be granted. I think is required to be granted under a lot of circumstances. So, you know, we're going to design the best road we can, understanding that there will be interruptions, along the way as properties develop.
I was I wanted to ask that question because, you know, that's what causes a lot of developments, overdevelopments or curb cuts. It's not so much the road. You know, we read about 526 all the time. Well, if they built 526 without any curb cuts for people to be able to get off or limit them, it would limit the growth out there. And so whenever I see roads like this, I always like to know about the curb cuts because that will tell us whether that can be really developed heavily or not so much. So that's why I'm asking. I'm good.
You good? The only other question that I've got is, do we have a timeline established at this point, scheduled for this work to be done?
For the design work, it's usually takes several months for this size of a project. It's not a large project for them to design, so it shouldn't take long. It should take 8 months.
I got you.
And we're hoping to include this portion of the roadway into the expansion, the widening project, the Park West Boulevard. So we're going forward with design so that the two can marry up, and then we can bid it all at once is the ultimate goal if that can happen.
That's great news. The question is on the motion and second to approve staff's recommendations to contract with Mead and Hunt in the amount of $111,920 to perform design work for the All-American Boulevard Extension Project. This amount is based on the negotiations between the town of Mount Pleasant and Mead and Hunt. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Sixth, the final item on the agenda is a local vendor quarterly report.
Yes, sir. We wanted to update you on the local vendor spending. And for the fiscal year, which would be began July 1st, we have spent $9.7 million with local vendors. And non-local vendors, we've spent $22.2 million, and those are for purchases.
And that's per this year, this past year?
Yes, sir. This past fiscal year to date.
That's fantastic.
Through the third quarter.
Good. Sally, you got that? That was great, because I think it's great that we can show our local businesses that we are supporting them.
Yeah, 33.33%, that's a good percentage.
Can I ask, how does this compare to the past? Are we in sort of trying to stay at least consistent, or are we moving up in terms of our ability to award?
Well, we're maintaining that track. We have a lot more businesses, but we're trying to increase the enrollment on a local vendor partnership program of those firms. So we hope to increase that number, the amount of firms that within the town limits. It's been consistent over the years. Same thing for the local vendor partnership program.
Yeah, when we first started this, I want to say 1997, we were keeping track, and I think per year we were doing about $700,000 to $900,000 with local vendors. And so yes, we've definitely come a long way since then. So I'm glad to see the growth. I'm glad, it's just very important for our local vendors to see that we care about them. And the mayor would have stuff for us to eat during council meetings. We would only do it with local vendors who had signed up that were restaurants. And so we always were trying to find ways to give back to our local vendors, and this is an excellent way to do it.
And that number, the local vendors, that includes the local vendor partnership. So that's all local vendors, that number.
Great news.
Excellent. Anything else?
Well, on behalf of the Economic Development Committee, if there's ever a time that there's a vendor that would like to be recruited to Mount Pleasant to work and have their home, that would be great, too.
Absolutely. So. I agree. This is for information purposes only, correct?
Yes. I'll also mention, Mr. Santos, that we went to our assistant procurement officer. She actually attended function to enroll local vendors into our program, too. So we're trying to be proactive in that area.
Great. I'm really glad it's still going. When I first brought this to council in 1997, there were some people that were kind of looking at me a little crazy. But I tell you what, if you look at it now, it's just really blossoming, and I just think it's fantastic. It's a great message to send our local vendors and businesses who want to move here that if you sign up, would you tell them what the qualifications are real quick, just so Kathy and some of the other council members, I can tell them, but you go ahead. You probably know it better than I do now.
You have to submit an application, and with that, you have to provide certain information to be considered for the program. You have to make promises that you adhere to the terms of the program, and you have to be located within the town limits. And, quote, your principal place of business would have to be within the town limits.
Right, and no post office box. It has to be a business inside here.
business address.
And we verify that information when we get the application.
Right, not in the county. And you also have to open your books, and any time the town wants to come in and audit you, you have to open your books to them. And you have to be up to speed on all of your taxes and everything. You can't be behind on anything. So there are some...
Miss License, yes, sir.
So you've got to... There's some things that they have to do. It doesn't cost them anything to do it, so it's just very simple stuff to do it to be a part of it. So thank you very
And
much.
It doesn't apply to professional firms. I'll just mention that.
Exactly. Good. Thank you very much. Great news.
Is that it, Mr. Santos?
That's it.
Mr. DeMora, is there any further business that needs to be addressed in the Bids and Purchases Committee?
No, sir.
In particular, staff, are you aware of any committee?
No, sir.
Is there any further business to this committee? Hearing nothing further, we stand adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.